We begin the current Masechtas Megillah Daf Tes. We begin on the bottom of Chesma Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which was continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, is because we spoke about Ein Bein Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni, besides Mikra Megillah Matanas Lavinim, so then we have many different Mishnahs to speak about Ein Bein, that there's no differences between these things, whatever the elements are, except for these exceptions. So our Mishnah also described there's no difference between Svarim, that of Tanakh, and Tefillin and Mezuzahs, which have unique halachas, those two, besides the fact, they're both the same, besides that the Svarim are written B'chol Lashon, whereas Tefillin and Mezuzahs are only B'ksav Ashuri, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, even Svarim are only in Greek. So our Gemara quotes from the halacha of the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, U'svarim nechtavim B'chol Lashon b'chulu, that the Svarim of Tanakh, unlike Tefillin and Mezuzahs, which could only be written B'ksav Ashuri, which is a certain type of Hebrew script, all the other Svarim, including a Sefer Torah, can be written in all languages, Pchulu, etc. So that the Gemara adds, Reminu, from a Mishnah Masechtas Yadayim. The Mishnah says, Mikra, which Mikra refers to a Sefer, which is supposed to be written, that is written, B'loshon HaKodesh, means to say, the script is Hebrew, but the words are supposed to be words of Mikra, that language was supposed to be Hebrew, but Sheksavei Targum, so they're writing in the Hebrew script, they wrote Aramaic words in the Hebrew script, or Betargim, where it was supposed to be, actually, in the Sefer, supposed to be Aramaic words. For example, we have Aramaic words in the Torah, in Bereishis Lamed Aleph, which was this discussion between Lavan and Yaakov when they had the show-off when Yaakov fled. So Lavan called it Yigar Sehadusa. Now, instead of writing the writing, everything is in Lashon Kodesh, but instead of writing a Hebrew word, Sheksavei Mikra, instead, the one who wrote it, wrote a Hebrew word, which the Hebrew of Yigar Sadusa, which is also written in the Torah, is Galed. Or additionally, let's say in the Svarim of Sefer Daniel and Ezra, where there's Aramaic words, instead of writing the Aramaic words, the Hebrew words were put in instead of that. Or another case, says the Mishnah, they didn't change the words, but rather they changed the script. Or because of Ivri, instead of writing Ksav Ashuris, which is the Hebrew script that we have in our Sifri Torah, in our Svarim, they wrote it with the script of the Ever Hanar, the other side of the river, which is called Ksav Ivri, which the Gemara Sanhedrin says it's called Ksava Libuna. So it says the Mishnah regarding all these cases, they're not a valid Sefer, and Einam Etam Esidayim, so it's not going to contaminate the hands, which that's generally the criterion that we give for a Sefer, which we in the Gemara elsewhere says that there's a Tumah for the Yadayim to touch a Sefer. So this is not considered a Sefer, and hence it's not going to be Tumah the Yadayim. Again, because the words that are supposed to be Hebrew written Targum or Targum supposed to be written Hebrew, or not in the language, but actually in the script wasn't written Ashuris, it's written Ivri, says the Mishnah Ad Sheikh Tevenu B'Ksav Ashuris, until it's written Ksav Ashuris, which is our script that we have in our Sefer Torah, has to be Ksav Ashuri, ala Sefer, on a scroll, ubidyai, and with ink. But one thing, says the Gemara, what's contradicted from the Halacha of our Mishnah, said that Svarim can be written in all languages, and here we see they could only be B'Ksav Ashuris, which is the Hebrew lettering. Some Rabbi says, like Kash, it's not difficult, as we continue on top of Tesem and Aleph. Khan, in our Mishnah, which said that this Svarim can be written B'chol Lashon, yeah, in all languages, but B'geifin Shalanu. But in our script, don't change the script. It has to be Ksav Ashuris. All they did was change the language, but you're writing with Hebrew letters. Khan, in the Brice or in the Mishnah Masechet Sidayim, that says, Pasul is B'geifin Shalahen, is with their letters. Their letters, their script, that's going to be Pasul, because it has to be B'Ksav Ashuris. Which Amalei Abaya asks, wait a second. But Maya Kim Talahi, how you explain that Mishnah Masechet Yadayim, or as we call it a Braisa, the way Rashi says it, that says it's going to be Pasul, is B'goifin Shalahen, you're saying that's the case. The Braisa is talking about in their script. So in their script, that's what we say, it's going to be Pasul. And that says Abaya, if that's the case, then Maya, how do we understand the ratio of the Braisa? The beginning of that Mishnah Masechet Yadayim says that it's going to be Pasul. If Mikra Sheksavei Targum, you have words that are supposed to be written with in the text of the Psukim, which is Hebrew words, instead it was written Aramaic words, or if Targum Sheksavei Mikra, Aramaic words that are supposed to be written Aramaic, instead it was written in Hebrew. So that's the difficulty is, if you tell me the Brice is discussing when it's a different script, so then a fill of Mikra Sheksavei Mikra. Then why are you saying if it's Mikra that's written Targum, or Targum that's written Mikra, even if Mikra is written as Mikra, but Targum Sheksavei Targum, even if it's written Targum as Targum, Nami, it should still be Pasul, because you tell me it's talking about in their script. And Because Targatani, that's what the Mishnah there concludes and says, Ad Sheikh Devenu Ashuris Allah Sefer Bedyay. Until it's written Ksav Ashuris on this scroll with ink, the way you're interpreting, what does that mean to say? It's a psul if it's written with a different script. So if it's talking about a different script, so why do you have to say even that it's because Mikra Shek Saba Targum, even if it's Mikra Shek Saba Mikra, it's going to be a problem because it's not with Ksav Ashuri, it's in a different script. Sailor rather says Abai Eloi Kashra, gives a different interpretation to resolve the contradiction. He says, Ha, the halacha of our Mishnah that says it could be Bechaloshen is Rabbanan. Ha, this that we have the disputing opinion mentioned in Mishnah Masechet Sidayim that disagrees with Rabbanan our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who he himself is the disputing opinion in the halacha of our Mishnah. He's the one that says that it has to be written Biksav Ashurus. Says the Gemara, yeah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that it can't be Bechaloshen. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, then why does he say in the Brayis of the Mishnah Masechet Sidayim until you write it with Ashurus? Ha'iki Yavanis, he holds these two exceptions, meaning there's two, there's, you're right, it can be B'chaloshen, he says it has to be either Ashuris, but he says it could be one other, it could be Greek. Why is this Braisa? Why is the Mishnah Masechet Sidayim saying that it's only, if it's Ksav Ashuris, only with Hebrew? So the rather says, a third interpretation to resolve the contradiction. Like Kash, it's not difficult. Kan the Allah of our Mishnah that says it could be B'chaloshen is talking about Bisvar. It's talking about in the Sifri Tanakh. That could be written in every language. Kan in the halacha of the Mishnah Masechet Sidayim that says it has to be specifically Ashuris in the Hebrew lettering is betfilin mezuzas, and therefore that's why it's not a contradiction. It says the Gemara tefilin mezuzas my time. What's the reason that tefilin mezuzas have to be ksav Ashuris unlike all the other svarim? B'shem dechziv behu b'hayu the words in Shema, which is what's written the parashas of tefilin mezuzas, and therefore they have the qualification of the words written in Shema. Says b'hayu hadvar ma'ela that these words should be the word b'hayu always connotes b'av yasin yehu it should be exactly as it's supposed to be, which is in the Hebrew lettering and not in all other languages. So, however, the Gemara asks, but if that's the interpretation, then my targum shiksavim mikra ikka. So how do we understand the Mishnah Masechet Sidayim? He's saying that there, the reason why it's possible if it's not Ashuris, although our Mishnah says B'chaloshen, our Mishnah is talking about all the Sifrim, all the Svarim, Tyre and the Vim Ksuvim, but the Mishnah in Yedayim is talking about specifically the Tefillin Mezuzahs. Yeah, okay, there it has to be Ksav Ashuris. The problem is, but the Braisa had said, the Mishnah in Yedayim said that, okay, and you're talking about Tefillin Mezuzahs. If you had Targum Shiksavi Mikra, if it's supposed to be written in Aramaic, you wrote it in the Mikra, or Mikra Shiksavi Targum, then it's going to be possible. But where do you have Targum words in the text of Tefillin Mezuzahs? As the Gemara explains, Bishle Mitayra Ikka, we understand according to what we were saying up until now, we were assuming that it's talking about in the Sefer Taira, that there are Aramaic words that Yigar Sadusa. It's Aramaic words are written in the Sefer Taira. But Elohacha, my Targum Mikra, but here in the, what you're saying is the Mishnah Masechet Sidayim, that's talking about Tefillin Mezuzahs, where do you have Aramaic words? Sailor rather says, Gemara, you write a different interpretation, a fourth interpretation, Loikash, not difficult. Why? Kan, the Mishnah Masechet Sidayim is talking about specifically B'Megillah, by the scroll of Esther. Kan, B'Svarim, Amish is talking about all the other Svarim. All Svarim could be in B'Chaloshen, but that of Megillah Esther has to be specifically in Hebrew in Ksav Ashuris. Says Gemara Megillah, my time. Why is the Megillah so special? It has to be specifically Ksav Ashuris, like the Mishnah Daim had said. Because the Chsiv Bat says Megillah says the Kiksavim Ukleshayim, like their script and like their languages, and that is unique for the story of Megillah Esther, and therefore has to be Ksav Ashuris. Now says the Gemara, okay, then my Targum Shiksavim Mikra Ikka. Where do you have Aramaic words in Megillah that instead of writing in Aramaic, you write in Hebrew? That's going to be in a validation. Rav Papa says because it says V'nishma Piskam Amelech. Piskam is Aramaic. The Hebrew word is davar. The word of the king was heard. You see that it's Aramaic words. And if you wrote davar instead, that would be pasul. Or if Nachmi Yitzchakam, he says, it says, V'chala nashim yitnu yukar lebalein. All the women should give yukar to their husbands, which means honor. The Hebrew word is kavod. Here it says yukar, which is Aramaic. Therefore, that's what we're saying would be pasul if you wrote in the Hebrew. Now, a fifth interpretation, Rav Ashiyam, he says, a different resolution. He says, Kitanya he, when did we learn the Mishnah Masechet Sidayim? Is Bishar Safar, actually by Nevi'im and Kesuvim, the writings and the prophets, that's where it's going to be possible B'chaloshen, it has to be Ksav Ashuris, because Rabbi Yehuda, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, who actually, our Mishnah that says it could be B'chaloshen, is specifically talking about the Torah, the Torah like in the Braisa. Tefillin, the Mezuzahis, Ein Nechtavin El Ashuris. Tefillin and Mezuzahis could only be written in Ksav Ashuris, but Rabbi Seinu Hitiri Yavanis, but our teachers, other teachers, they actually permitted the Greek. Now, first the Gemara asks, but how could you say that they permitted Greek by Tefillin Mezuzahs, but that we just said before, v'ksiv v'hayu, that Tefillin Mezuzahs, everyone agrees, has to be ksav v'ashuris, v'hayu, b'habiyasnihu. Elema, rather, the Gemara amends the teaching to say, svarm nechtav v'chaloshen, that there's an opinion that says that the svarm could be written in all languages, v'rabbi seinu, and our teachers, referring to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he tiri yavanis, that they permitted it to be written in script, in that of Greek. Now the question is, Hitiru, you're saying the Rabbi Seinu, oh, they permitted, they're more lenient. Mechalal the Tanna Kama us, is that to infer that the first Tanna says it's forbidden? To the contrary, the Tanna Kama permitted Svarim to be written in all languages. Ela'ima rather say, no, Rabbi Seinu, our teachers, again referring to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, as in our Mishnah, Lehitiru Sheikhtavu El Yavanis. He only permits for it to be written in Greek, not in all other languages. Now, but Tanya, we'll learn in the Braisa later on, in that Braisa that says, an Amr Bihuda, and this is who the Mishnah Yidayim is going like, Av Keshetir Rabbi Seinu Yavanis, even when our teachers permitted Yavanis, so it's in the qualification of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lahitiru El B'Sefer Torah, they only permitted it in the Torah scroll. So again, therefore, the way we're resolving the question is, we're going in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And although in the Mishnah, he permits it in Yavanis, and here in the Mishnah Maseches Yedaim, we're saying that no, Yavanis is not valid, as we pointed out before when we thought to say it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and says only Miksav Ashuris. That's because that's talking about the other Svarim, that of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Yeah, other Svarim and Nevi'im and Ksuvim actually have to be Ashuris. The permissibility of Yavanis was only said by Sefer Torah. Why? So the Gemara explains. Omishamai said to Talmi HaMelech, because of the incident with King Ptolemy, who was the king of Egypt from the Greek dynasty. The time looking at the Braisa, because of what happened, that they translated the Torah into Greek, which is still in that context of the way that it was translated, so therefore they permitted the Greek, as the Gemara would bring a source for that from the Torah. But that was only for Sefer Torah and not for Shar Svarim. The time like learning the Braisa. Maisa B'Talmi HaMelech was this incident with King Ptolemy, Shekinis Shivim B'Shnaim Mezakein, that he gathered 72 elders of the Jewish people, V'chnisin B'Shiv B'Shnaim Batim, and he put them into 72 different houses. V'legilem Amma Kinsim, he did not reveal to them why he gathered them. Now B'nichnis Itzal Kolechad V'echad V'amalem, and he went into each one individually and said to them, Kistvili Toris Moshe Rabchem, write for me, translate for me, the Torah of Lashon HaKodesh, of your teacher Moshe Rabbeinu, for me into Greek. So, Nasna Kadosh Baruch Hu believed Kolechad ve'echad Eitzah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave to each one of those 72 elders counsel into their heart. V'iskimu kulon l'das achas, and they all came up with the same deviations of their interpretation of the Torah. And v'kasvali, they wrote the following differences of the in the translation than it is in the original Hebrew. First of all, the first psukim in the Torah. Instead of writing in the Greek language, Bereshis Bar Elikim, they wrote Elikim Bar Bereshis, which translates that God created in the beginning heaven and earth. So, because if they would do it in the original, which all these are only changes because he wouldn't understand what the real interpretation is, so they had to write in a different way, because if they wrote in the Greek, Bereshis Bar Elikim, that would sound like Bereshis, which is a name of a deity, Bara Elikim, created Elikim, which is God. Almost sounding like as if there's two different dominions, and that the first one created the second one, which is not true. So therefore they change it to Elikim Bar Bereshis, God created the beginning, which was heaven and earth. Additionally, they wrote the pasuk Asa Adam Mitzelem Admus, that God said, I will make man in the image and in the form. Because the wording in the pasuk is Nasa Adam, let us make man. Which is from here, people want to throw up the yoke of Torah to say, oh, because there's not only God, there's other dominions, and therefore he says, let us, but again, that's not correct, and with rabbinic interpretation, one understands clearly, as there are proofs for this idea, that that's not what it means, but to avoid those problems, they wrote Esa. Similarly, Vayichal Bayem HaShishi, that God concluded creating of the world in the sixth day, Vayishbis Bayem HaShvi, and he rested on the seventh day, because the real wording is Vayichal Bayem HaShvi, and they don't want to write that, because if so, he's going to say, well, he rested on the seventh day. That means to say he did work on the seventh day, because it says, v'chal b'yom ha'shvi. Now, he's not going to accept the rabbinic interpretation, which was that on some level he did work on Shabbos, he didn't, but it was that the world was missing something, which he, quote, created, which was menucha, which was resting. Ba Shabbos, ba menucha, and that was the conclusion, so v'chal b'yom ha'shvi, it ended on the seventh day, he didn't do actual work, but he wouldn't accept it, and therefore to avoid that, they just wrote Vayichal B'yom HaShishi. So too, they wrote Zachar in the cave of Beroi, that God created him, in the singular, male and female, which is Aphrodite, which has both, but v'loik save b'ra'am. They didn't write as the Hebrew text has, as our Torah has it. He created them, because them would sound like there was two different bodies. And that he created each one, two parts, male and female. No, therefore they wrote b'ra'ai, which was one person was created with two halves, one side male and one side female. Additionally, they wrote hava erda ve'ev l'shem svasam. I'm going to go and go down and mix up their languages, instead of which it's really said in the plural. But again, the same idea that he's not going to understand what that means. So by the der haflaga, they wrote in the singular. Similarly, when it says v'tischak Sara, they wrote bikreveha, that Sara laughed amongst her relatives, and not bikreva, which means inside ourselves, because then he's going to say, by Avram it also says he laughed, and Hashem wasn't particular. And it says he laughed, and by Sarah he was bothered. What is this? What's this? Only for the male he's not particular, but by the female God does get angry. So they wrote bikreveha to say that Avram only to himself he laughed, but she was laughing amongst her relatives, which is worse, and therefore God got upset at her. Additionally, the pasuk says when Yaakov is telling to the Shvatim regarding the tribes that went against Yosef, kiba apam hargu, and instead of writing ish, which was referring to Yosef that they wanted to kill him, kiba apam hargu shar, because in their anger they wrote an ox instead of ish, uritzaynim ikru, instead of writing shar over there, avus, that, and in their desire they uprooted the trough where the animal eats from. Because if it said Ish, which was referring to Shechem and Yosef, that they shouldn't say, oh, your forefathers were murderers. Because you see, even their father testified regarding them that they killed men. So therefore they wrote Shar, an ox, that, yeah, because it wasn't considered in their eyes rather like animals, the people of Shechem. And therefore, he won't be bothered that they killed animals. So instead of writing Ish, they wrote Shar. So too, it says, they wrote, V'yikach Moshe es ish tevizban, and Moshe took his wife and his children, instead of writing that he carried them al hachamar, they wrote al neisib bin adam, that which carries people. Now, the reason why he changed that was because if you just write that which carries people, that sounds like a camel. Because if they would have kept the Hebrew word of chamar, he's going to say, what, your master, the leader of your people, didn't have a horse or a camel, was running on a donkey? So to avoid that, they wrote neisib bin adam, which includes a donkey, but they didn't write this straight out. Additionally, they wrote by the pasuk, Moshe bin Yisrael, the settlement of the Jewish people, Ashayash bin Mitzrayim, that they were living in the land of Mitzrayim, and they added on Ubishar Otzis in the other lands, where Arba Meyashon were 400 years. Because if they didn't add on those words, where it just sounds like in Mitzrayim, he's going to say, your Torah is lying. Because Kahas was from those who went into Mitzrayim. If you're going to count all the years of Kahas, and all the years of his son Amram, and all the years of his son Moshe, who was from those who left Mitzrayim, they don't reach the 400 years. For sure that many of the years of the fathers and the sons are lapping over one or the other. So rather, the truth is that the counting of the 400 years was from the day that the decree of Galus Mitzrayim was made with Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Basar, by the covenant. Now, from then until Yitzchak was born was a period of 30 years, which that's not counted, because only from his children. So the whole was 430, but only 400 is counted. From Yitzchak was born until the Jewish people went out from Mitzrayim was 400 years. How do you find that? You take out 60 years from Yitzchak until when Yaakov was born. You have 130 from Yaakov was born until he came down to Mitzrayim. So that's 190. So you have 210 left, and that was the decree. That was the Jews were actually Mitzrayim 210, not 430. But the decree was, Ki ger yizaracha be'eretz lo lahem. Doesn't say anywhere that it's going to be specifically Mitzrayim, just rather in a land that's not theirs. Now, when Yitzchak was born, Avraham was then living in the land of Pelishtim, not in Eretz Yisrael. And from them until they left Mitzrayim was a period of 400 years. So it comes out that Yitzchak and his children and all the descendants of Avraham were Gerim for 400 years, because the 30 years before Yitzchak was born does not count, even though the Bris Ben Basarim was 430 years before, because it says Zaracha are going to be Gerim. So that's what, 400 years. So instead of writing as the Pesach Ben Mitzrayim, they wrote and other lands, because that's really the truth of what the Gzer of Golas was for. Additionally, in the Pesach in Shemais, they wrote V'yishlach ez Zatute B'nei Yisrael, that they sent the Zatute, which is a term of honorable types of people, but the word in the Pesach of Nare, which the Ramban explains why the Pasuk used the terminology, but it could be confused with the terminology of the lowly lads, And he's going to say, what, that's what you send to go receive the divine presence to bring the karbanis there by Har Sinai? You just send the little kids? That's inappropriate. So to avoid the confusion, they wrote Zatute. And so too, the pasuk about Zatute b'nei Yisrael l'shalach yadai, which it was in that same parasha, but since, even though there it says Elatzili b'nei Yisrael, which is also an honorific term, but to keep the uniformity, because they changed Nari to Zatute, so then they also kept over there, they wrote, instead of Atzili, they wrote Ve'el Zatute, that Hashem didn't send his hand to go ahead and harm them. So continuing to Tamid Beis, another pasuk that they did with was Loi Chemet Echem and Nosas. That Moshe Rabbeinu told that he says that to the Jewish people, not one desirable thing did I take from you. But the truth is, it says the word Chamor. But then he's going to say, oh, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take a donkey from the Jewish people, but other things he did take from the Jewish people. To avoid that, they wrote the word Chemed, not Chamor. Additionally, the pasuk in the Varm that says that maybe you can lift up your eyes heavenward. You can see this, the sun and the moon and all the stars and all the heavenly constellations, and you're going to be pushed away to go ahead and worship them and do avodah zarah, which the pasuk says Ashachalak Hashem Alekecha Esem, which God has separated them, and they add on the word Lahar Lachal Amim, to light up the world for all the people. Now, if they didn't add on the word Lahar, then one would read it to say that Hashem had separated those heavenly constellations, which are avodas kechavim, that they worship the stars, Hashem separated them and He gave them that portion, l'chal amim, that's their portion. It sounds like that a ben-nayach, a non-Jew, is permitted to worship avodas zarah. But that's not the case. And actually, the Medrash, as brought in the Gemara in avodas zarah, Nuhayim and Aleph, says that actually, ashachalak, not doesn't mean a portion, but actually means from the word of chalak, to go ahead and slip over there. Actually, Hashem gave them the sun and the moon and all the stars to chase them away from the world. But to avoid that confusion, they add on the word lahar. So to the pasuk that says, Vayelech, that he's going to go, Vayavar lehim acherim, is go ahead and worship other gods, Ashalei tzivisi, which I didn't command, they add on the words la'avdam. Hashem is saying that I didn't command to worship them. Because if they didn't add on the word la'avdam, it would sound like as if Hashem is saying that I didn't command that they should be. And then he's going to say, oh, these are obviously gods, because you see Hashem didn't command it, and you see that they're here against His will. So to avoid that, which is that, obviously, that's not the interpretation, they add on the word l'avdim. And also, because they wrote for him, like the Bach has in the words, b'makom es arnevis, in place of the arnevis, when it talks about one of the creatures in the Torah, when it talks about, which many interpret that like as a rabbit, instead of writing the word arnevis, they wrote es tzi'iras reglaim, that which has small feet, because it has small forelegs, which are the hands, which are smaller than its hind legs. The loy kasvalei arnevis. They didn't write the arnevis. Why? Because the wife of Talmai, her name was Arnevis. And shalayim, that he shouldn't say, sacha could be ayud, and see, look, the Jews are laughing at me. They're writing the name of my wife in the Torah disparagingly, and therefore to avoid that, they wrote etziras arglaim instead of the word as Arnevis. But again, this was the whole incident that they translated the Torah into Greek, which is the Septuagint. That's what the non-Jews use as the interpretation in the Greek of the Jewish people. And because of that, that was what allowed. But again, everything else, the other Svarim, that's what the Mishnah Yedaim is talking about, is forbidden even in Yavanis. Going like Rishim Gamliel, which as our Gemara quotes now from the Mishnah, this opinion of Rishim Gamliel, he says, Af b'svarim le'itur she'ichtabu el Yavanis. In the Svarim, which again, Yehuda qualifies, and that's who the Mishnah Yedaim is going like, is only in Sefer Torah, but others from not. But in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel just says in general, the Svarim, which could sound like old Tanakh, they didn't permit it, Sheikhtav Eli Yavanis, only in the Greek. So Amr B'Vah, Amr B'Yechon, he says, Allah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that it could be in Greek. And Amr B'Yechon says, my time, Shimon Gamliel, what's the reason, Shimon Gamliel? Why is Greek allowed more than all of the languages? Because Amr Krah, the puzzle says, in Bereishis, Yaft Elikim Liyafes, Noach gave a blessing to his son, Yefes, that may God extend for Yefes, the Yishkin Boli Shem, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, which is that of the Jewish people. What does that mean? Dvarav Shal Yefes, the words of Yefes, that of the Greek language, Yi Boli Shem will be in the tents of Shem, meaning that the Sefer Torah could be written with Greek. Now, says the Gemara, but Yavan is not the only descendant of Yefes. The Emer Gomer or Magog, maybe say one of the other Greek dynasties should be, one of the Yefes dynasties should also be permitted to be written in, for the language of the Torah. So Chibarabi says, no, Haina Tam, the reason is because the Chesed says in the Pasuk, Yaft Elikim Liyafes, which besides extending also means Yef Yefusa. The word Yaft could also mean Yefi. Yef Yefusa Sheyefes, the beauty of Yefes, which is the Greek language, which its language is more beautiful than all the other descendants of Yefes, that Yehebe Ali Shem, that should be an intensive shame, which that's the Greek language, and therefore that's the one exception to the rule. Now we continue with the next Mishnah, continuing this theme of Ein Bein. Ein Bein Kohen Meshuach B'Shem HaMishchan. There's no difference between the Kohen Gadol who is anointed with anointing oil, which was specifically for the Kohen Gadol, the Merubah B'Gadim to the Kohen Gadol who doesn't have the anointing oil. He just has the 8 Kohanic garments that the Kohen Gadol wears, which were Kohanim that served in the second Beis HaMikdash or even in the first Beis HaMikdash. After the days of Yeshua HaMelech and onward, where he went and he concealed the flask of the Shem HaMishchan that was made for Meshach Beinu, the only difference between these two types of Kohen Gadol is El Par Haba Kol HaMitzvos. Is only when the Kohen Mashiach, what's called the anointing Kohen Gadol, that if he says something that's forbidden, he paskins, he rules that it's permitted, on something that the penalty, if one does it deliberately, one gets karas, and he actually follows through on his ruling, and then he realizes he made a mistake, he has to bring a bull, which is different than a regular person bringing a chatas, as it says, in my Kohen HaMashiach, the anointed Kohen, yach delash basam, like it says in Mikra Dalet, that's specifically a halacha of the Kohen Gadol who's anointed with the Shem and the Mishcha. But a Kohen Gadol after that time, without the Shem and the Mishcha, he doesn't bring the special carbon of Par Haba, Kol HaMitzvos, regarding his erroneous ruling that he follows through on. Additionally, another Ein Bein, there's no difference between Kohen Mishamish, to a currently serving Kohen Gadol, or Kohen Sha'avar, to a previous Kohen Gadol. When would that be? Usually it's when that one passes on. There's no previous. For example, if let's say the Kohen Gadol has an invalidation, something's wrong with him that he can't be Kohen Gadol right now. So they appoint another one in this place. When that invalidation is removed from that previous Kohen Gadol, he goes and takes back his post. So he's the current one. And the second one, who had taken his place, he's now a prior Kohen Gadol. So there's no difference between the current and the prior one. Elapar Yom Kippurim, besides the bull that's brought on Yom Kippurim, which you can't bring two of them, it's only the Kohen Gadol brings for him and his family, and there's only one that's brought. Vasiyusa Eifam, and the tenth of the Eifam known as the Chavita Kohen Gadol, the flower offering that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, where you can't bring two of them. So because you can't bring two of them, for all practical purposes, he's the same Kohen Gadol as long as he's once been a Kohen Gadol, which as Gemara will explain for all those halachas that apply to Kohen Gadol, but these two can only be brought once, so therefore that would be only for the current Kohen Gadol and not for the past one. Now the Gemara makes an inference as it does regarding all these Mishnayos, so we're saying there's no difference between the two Kohanim Gedolim, but Hala'inim Par Yom Kippur Masir Seifa, meaning regarding the one that's B'Shem and HaMishchan, the first part of the Mishnah, regarding the one that was anointed with the Shem and HaMishchan, the one who wasn't, but they're both the high priest. It sounds like that the only difference is the Par HaBal Kol HaMitzvos, the Par Kohen Mashiach, as it's called. In the Par Yom Kippur, regarding bring the bull on Yom Kippur. But see, so if in the 10th of Eifa, every single day of the Chavita Kohen Gadol, that Devez Eshav, and that both are going to be the same, meaning even the Merubah B'Gadim will have those halachas. Now the Gemara says, Masnit L'Kre Meir, our Mishnah is not like Remeir. Why? Dear Remeir, Hatanya, if it's like Remeir, we learned in the Braisa that it says, Merubah B'Gadim, the Kohen Gadol who doesn't have the Shem and the Mishcha, but he's wearing the 8 Kohanic garments that only Kohen Gadol wears. Maybe Par Haba Kol HaMitzvos. He says he does bring, if he makes an erroneous ruling and he follows through on his own ruling, he does bring the Par Haba Kol HaMitzvos, which is not like the halacha of our Mishnah, because that said the Mishnah was the one difference. Maybe they say no, he doesn't bring it. That's like the halacha of our Mishnah. Says in my time in Remei, what's the reason of Remei that he says that he will have the same halacha even for Par HaMashiach? Because the Tanya will learn the Braisa, the Pasuk says in a Yikra, which is the pasuk that says that if the Kohen HaMashiach will sin for the guilt of the people, so he'll bring for his sin offering that he sinned a par ben bakar tam l'Hashem l'chatzis, which is a special halacha of the Kohen HaMashiach. Now, that's if it said Mashiach, the anointed one. Then, ein li eli mashuach b'shem and the mishcha. I would only know that it's the Kohen Gadol who is anointed with the anointing oil. Merubah b'gadim minayin, how do we know that it applies even to the one who has just the special garments, even if he wasn't anointed? Tamalema HaMashiach, the anointed one, which is coming to include even the Merubah B'Gadim. And that's the opinion of Remeir, not like that of our Mishnah. Now, it says the Gemara B'Mayakimna. So what are you saying? The Lake Remeir, the halach of our Mishnah, as we see in the Reish, is not like Remeir. But Ema Seifa, look at the second half of the halach of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Ein Bein Kohen Mishamish L'Kohen Sha'avah. There's no difference between the currently serving Kohen Gadol and the previous one, who had been a substitute and now he's not that anymore. Says our Mishnah, there's no difference between them. The only two differences are the bull that's brought by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim for his family and all Kohanim, and Masir Seifa and the tenth of the Eifa flower that he brings every single day called the Chavita Kohen Gadol. Now the inference is halachal deverin, but for all other purposes, zevezeh shavin, they're all the same. Meaning, if let's say he's coming to sacrifice or to do any service, he would do it with the Shemayin the Begadim, the 8 Kohanic garments, which would be for the past Kohen just as well as the current one. But says the Gemara, Asan Rameya, that halacha the Sefer comes to be yes like Rameya, because the Tanya learned the Braisa. Irabai Psul, which is this case of Kohen Sha'avah and Kohen Mishamish. Let's say there's a Kohen Gadol that there's an invalidation regarding him. Uminu Kohen Achatachdav, so they go and they place another one in his place. And then at the end, Rishon Chayz Labadasi, the first one comes back to take his post back. Sheni, the second one, what do you do with him? He had been there for a little bit as a Kohen Gadol, but now he's not anymore. So Kol Mitzvos Kohuna Gedolah Lav Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir is the one who says, yeah, Kohen Shaver has all the halachas as the Kohen HaMashamish for all the halachas of the Kohuna Gedolah, which is that he does the avodah with the 8 garments, which a Kohen Hedget is not allowed to do. He's not allowed to rend his garments in mourning or let his hair grow long. He has to only marry a virgin. He's not allowed to marry a widow. He's allowed to do the avodah even as an einan when his close relative died that day. That's Reb Meir. Reb Yisim has dispute, and he says, no, you know what actually happens? Rishon Chayz Labadasi, and the first one goes back to take his post. And Sheni, in a row, he's not fit to do that voida, loy l'kohen gadol, not as a kohen gadol with the 8 garments, but loy l'kohen hedyot, neither can he do that voida as a kohen hedyot with 4 garments. And as he brings Vam Rabbi Yisif, he says, Maisib Rabbi Yisif ben Ulam, Mitzipari. There was such an incident with Rabbi Yisif, the son of Ulam from Tzipari. Sheir by Psul b'kohen gadol, there's something happened to the kohen gadol who couldn't do that voida. Uminu taktav, and then they put him in his place. Ubamaislav nechacham vamr, this incident came when the original kohen gadol came back. So they said, Rishon Chayz Labadasi, the first one takes back his post. Sheni, the second one, in a row, he's not fit to be loy l'kohen gadol, but loy l'kohen hedyot. He can't be kohen gadol now or kohen hedyot. Why? He can't be a kohen gadol. He can't be the high priest Mishum Eva, because now there's going to be enmity. There's going to be like a competition over here. We don't want that to be between the original and now the other one. And kohen hedyot, he can't now neither be a regular kohen Mishum Ma'al Mekodesh V'lem Reed, because of the Talmudic concept of we only elevate in sanctity, we don't downgrade. Once he was a kohen gadol, he can't go back down to be a kohen hedyot. But one thing we see is that Reish Rabbanon, as we pointed out, the Reish of the Mishnah is not like Remeir, but Sefer Ameh, and the Sefer is like Remeir. So Rav Chizki says, in, yes, Reish Rabbanon and Sefer Ameh. You're right, it's like 2 different opinions. Rav Yisef, and he says, no, it's Rebbe. It's one opinion, it's that of Rebbe. And he made the Mishnah anonymous according to his own opinion. V'nasav lali b'dat tanoi. And his opinions in these two halachas of the Mishnah are according to 2 different tanoic opinions. Regarding the Merubah B'Gadim, the Kohen Gadol who doesn't have the Shevet HaMishcha, he held like the Rabbanon, that it's not like the Meshuach for the Par HaMashiach, and he doesn't bring that. Whereas regarding the Sefer of the Mishnah, regarding the Kohen Shavar, he held like Remeah, that it is the same, like the Kohen HaMashamish, except for 2 halachas, a Par HaMikipurim, and a Seir Sefer. Now we continue with the halacha of the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of Ein Bein, says the Mishnah Ein. There's no differentiation at a time when the Bamos, where there was the Mishkan, there was the Beis HaMikdash, which then the Avodah, all Karbanos are only allowed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. However, there were certain periods of time in Jewish history when Bamos, which were altars, were permitted. There was a public one, which was like the one in the Beis HaMikdash, in Galil, in different places, but there were times, but at those times, people were able to make their own private altars. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Ein bein bama gedayla. There's no difference between the large bama, which that was the mizbeach from Moshe Rabbeinu at a time when it was a neiv and given in those places they had where the mizbeach was, but that was called the large altar, la bama katana, to a person's private bama, which was all mizbeach that every single person was able to make his own bama. But there's no difference between them. All the karbanas over there could be over here.